I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, one of the most unique recording artists around. She's made a career challenging the conventions around her. When most women musicians were being promoted as sex symbols, she shaved her head and played the bass. When talking about race and sexuality in song were taboo, she scored 10 Grammy nominations by speaking her mind. And when many artists tried to earn indie cred by shunning mainstream music, she scored widespread praise, critical success, collaborating with artists ranging from John Mellencamp to Chaka Khan, and contributing to movie soundtracks. Who else could we be talking about but Michelle Ndegeocello? And now she's back with her 8th studio album that's full of the complexities and richness we've come to expect from her. The CD is titled Devil's Halo, and she joins us now in NPR Studio 4A along with her band. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Would you mind introducing the band before we start?
Sure. On piano is Kephas Chansia. On guitar, Christopher Bruce. On bass, Mark Kelly. And on drums, De'Anthony Parks.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us also. Michelle, one thing everybody says, great artist, tough name to pronounce. How am I doing so far?
Excellent.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I understand that this is a name you chose for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
How did you come to choose it?
I think when you're young, you're searching for your identity and being rebellious, and it's just something I chose. I like the meaning of it. That's all.
Which means? It means?
Free like a bird.
Free like a bird. Do you feel free like a bird?
Oh, often, yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I'm just human. I feel a range of emotions.
And speaking of range, this album has influences all over from rock to rap. Was there an overall idea behind the album, or is it more about how each song came to you?
I must admit, not that much thought goes into, like, what category it goes in. I hear a lot of music in my head, all different styles. I was being here in my hometown, I remember I had radio stations that played various genres all on one, and I especially loved WOL. And, you know, I played pop and R&B and different things. So it's just a part of who I am, you know.
So what song are you going to play?
It's called Blood on the Curb.
Thank you. Okay, Blood on the Curve. What's going on with that?
Well, it was sort of inspired by a few things. Banksy, the graffiti artist, has captivating on the Palestinian wall. And it's also the young man who went into a mall and took other people's lives, anger and feeling not apart, not unloved. What good is loving me if I can't feel it? I think our culture is so, we sort of romance violence and feel war will bring peace. And it's kind of just about sometimes your anger and your evil just is captivating. It just takes you over.
You know? You think it's intoxicating?
Some people do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can relate often, but I've tried to grow as a person and deal with things differently. I just hope we as a species finally do that.
You know? I've often been intrigued by the sort of transcendent quality of your voice, the lucid. And I think to myself, well, what does an angel sound like? If I could imagine, what does an angel sound like? I can easily imagine that an angel could sound like you.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
But then
you don't live with me on a day-to-day basis.
True that. But then I think about songs like Blood on the Curb, yeah. Die Young, this album called Devil's Halo. And I'm wondering, are you intentionally playing with the angelic quality of your voice and these heavy themes?
Oh, you make me sound much deeper than I really am.
This is NPR.
I love NPR. Okay. You know, the myth of the devil was once an angel, and there's humanity and imperfection, and imperfection and humanity. I think in us all exists that you're just trying to balance those things. I just try to tell a story with a song and somehow be able to transmit the emotion to you. That's all I'm really trying to do.
Where do you get the inspiration from? You were mentioning a couple of things happening in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a big source of your
inspiration
and ideas? Yeah, I used to
be an infotainment junkie. Then I realized that, you know, even that is wrought with entertainment and to keep you in one sort of, you know, mindset and in fear. And when I grew up, I didn't know a lot about government. I'm hoping we start to educate people more about how the government works and how you can better have an effect on it. I mean, I just got to keep hoping and meditating on change instead of complaining, which I think the society could kind of, you know, hopefully get hip to.
But your music isn't all, like, you know, heavy, you know, that's about it is. And, and in fact, this album... A wide range of emotions and sounds. In fact, there's some classic R&B. There's a rather steamy cover, if I may say, of For the World's Love You Down.
Yeah, right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to play that?
Yeah, we're going to play that.
Love You Down. Here it is.
Love you down, baby. good for you.
But I'd do anything for you.
Let me love you down, even if it takes all night. Let me love you down, baby, it'll be so right. Let me love you down, baby, it'll be so right.
Love You Down. Michelle Endegui-Ochello is here with her band. We're here in NPR Studio 4A. We're talking about her new album titled Devil's Halo and whatever else is on her mind. There were a couple songs on the CD which we really enjoyed but which we cannot play because the F word is
all
over
it.
Oh, I can
do it without
that version. Okay, I was going to ask about that, but I did want to ask you about you and the F word. Because
okay.
As I said, you got this like beautiful kind of ladylike thing, and he's this petite little person, and here she's coming out with the F word in a lot of her. And I just wanted to ask about your relationship with the F word. Is it like the okra in the gumbo? It's that indefinable ingredient that makes the stew, or what's going on?
Thank you, Mark. I curse like a sailor. I mean, they're just colors to paint with, you know, or darts. Either way, they work.
Okay. You know, of course, you're credited with pioneering the neo-soul movement.
Oh,
you've heard this, right? It's been. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it's cool. It's great. It's very flattering.
And what do you make of the fact that so many filmmakers, for example, love your music? Why do you think that is?
Hopefully because they feel it or like it. I love film. It's I can watch 10 movies a day if I was allowed to. And I love making music to accentuate the visuals. You know, I like when they aid to the process. That's all.
And also one of the things that distinguishes your career, as we were saying at the beginning of our conversation, is that the way you've managed to move among worlds. You know, you've moved, the big labels, the big pop names like, you know, Madonna. And you've also worked a lot with independent artists. I think most people still think of you as an independent artist, I think. What's that like? Do you feel you have to switch gears?
Oh, no. I don't know. I just like the music part, whether it's a pop or a larger label or smaller. I try to work with people I have a good rapport with, and we get along. And that's all I'm really thinking about, that it's a good creative process, you know. That's all. But, you know, Madonna's just a human being like, you know, anyone else.
Do you have any advice, though, for artists who might be just starting out? And you often hear people say that the funnel is narrowing in some ways, that they feel that you cannot, I mean, especially in regard to rap, for example. Many people say, or hip-hop, that they're just genres that it's narrowing because the market's only going to accept sort of a narrow range of sounds or artists or identities. And your career demonstrates the opposite. So do you have any advice?
I think we're in an amazing time. I think large companies are dwindling away, and it's more about the music. And I think either you do it for the music or you want to be a star. And those are two different things, you know. And I just like to play music, you know. Surround yourself with honest people is one thing I'd say. And worst lie you can do is lie to yourself. So just be clear.
Well, it's been great visiting with you.
Oh, thank you.
What song can we go out on? Can I nominate?
Oh.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Were going to play an old song. We were going to play Faithful.
Faithful.
Yeah.
Michelle Endegui-Ochello's new album is called Devil's Halo. To see pictures of her performance at NPR and to find out more about her music, please check out our website at npr.org. Michelle Endegui-Ochello, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having us here.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
My daddy made no excuse. I believe my lies are truth. Why won't you eat what you're fed? 'Cause when I touch myself, I think of only you. And when I touch someone else, no one is faithful. I am weak, I go astray. Forgive me for my ways. 'Cause no one is faithful. Now I hear voices and I can't stand be alone. 'Cause emptiness is all I've ever known.